spotted Hennessy's in Redondo Beach, some Supercross. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Cappy. What were you saying? I know it was important.
Well, my tipping's my tipping's a little off. $5 in the hotel room, feeling like I'd done a lot of the cleanup. $10 to the valet guy.
Yeah, okay.
And then we're here at Hennessy's right now, and there's a young lady who's going to help us as the day goes on. So when she came over with some waters for everybody, I gave her $10.
Right.
Just to say, like, hey, here's a couple bucks, you know, right now.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be with us all day.
Sure.
So I don't know. I feel like I underestimated the cleaning service.
You definitely undertipped the cleaning people, yeah.
Because the other people, Cap, the valet and the waitress get tipped regularly. A lot of people stiff
the
cleaning crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem.
All right. This is solid information.
Because the valet, you give him 10 for both in and out, just one time?
No, it was 10 on the way out.
Okay, but it's a different guy. See, I think the way you do that is you split 5 and 5.
Oh, really?
Five in, five out.
I felt like with the valet guy, like I specifically told him on the way out today, I was like, yo, can you bring my car up in like 30 minutes?
Yeah.
So I felt like I gave him instructions and therefore needed to tip him.
So you don't tip normally is what you
do? No, I would tip, but I mean, I felt like he did a good job, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you guys, you are right around the corner from a really spot in Hermosa.
What spot?
The Comedy and Magic Club.
Oh, yeah.
Have either one of you ever been to
Comedy and Magic?
It's awesome.
So, John, funny story. I went there. We had this was years ago when we were doing Sedano and Friends, and Trudell was my guest co-host that day, and we had Arsenio Hall on. And as you know, Arsenio, a huge Lakers fan. And Arsenio left Trudell and I tickets for his show that night, and we went to the Magic and Comedy Club that night. We saw Arsenio, and it was a blast.
Now, guys, Sedano and I have been having this conversation about having a Sedano and Cap comedy night.
You should do it.
Where Sedano has to do like 5 minutes of stand-up.
I have to
do 5 minutes of stand-up.
Nice.
Right.
And then we both have buddies that are comedians that are like, they do some sports comedy. They do obviously other stuff, and I think my guy Maz Jobrani, who's coming into the studio on Wednesday of next week, I think Maz could headline the whole thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
kind of putting a lot on him already.
I went on a really fun night where they had 20 comedians doing 5 minutes each, and so they just went rapid fire the whole time. And so Mace, about halfway into it, Alan Havey.
I was just going to say, Alan Havey, I'm going to talk to on Monday. He's doing the podcast. He would be great for your show.
He killed it.
Yeah,
he was like one of the funniest.
Hilarious.
Alan Havey was a guy that Mason and I know from way back, and he was on Mad Men and some other stuff. And then Paul Reiser was one of the 20 people.
Paul's
too.
Great.
Oh, wow.
He was really funny.
Well,
Jay Leno's still there every Sunday.
Every Sunday. He made a lifetime commitment to the Comedy and Magic Club, and he shows up every Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That place is really fun. And there's a place about... Let me think. You guys are at the Hermosa Pier. There's a place about 10 blocks towards Manhattan Beach. Sedano, have you ever been to Martha's for breakfast?
Oh, yeah. It's a great breakfast place.
Yeah, that's a killer breakfast place right on the beach down there in between Manhattan and Hermosa.
And I love the Kettle, too. The Kettle is one of my favorite diners in town.
Yeah, and open all night for those people who like to cocktail a little bit.
Are you guys anywhere near the Green Cross?
No,
they're in Torrance.
They're in Torrance. Not too far.
It's probably 25 minutes.
Oh, 25 minutes.
Yeah, I may stop there on the way out of here.
Right, because
go see Chris Ward.
Chris has something for me, and I need to get it.
Well,
but
Cappy, if you go, pick up Mason's package.
Yeah, pick
if
up
you
my.
Know what I mean.
Pick up the stuff, will you? The stuff.
When you say pick up his package, and I know what you mean, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, it's true.
We shared a hotel room last night.
You know, my mom. I'm talking to my mom. I guess it was 2 days ago. I was talking to my mom, and my mom knows that I obviously smoke weed. And so we're having a conversation, and I must have said something stupid, and my mom said to me, "Are you on drugs right now?" She still calls it drugs. Yeah, I've had a little bit of the drugs, but I'm fairly clear. Fairly clear.
What does your mom think of Cappy? We know that she thinks Ramona uses a lot of words.
She actually really likes Cappy. She's a big fan, especially when we
Cappy's
did those.
Very likable.
You know what she did? She likes those combo plates we did where it was you and me, Sedano, or you, me, and Cappy, or me and Cappy. All those shows are really good. I like mixing it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I like trying some different stuff.
She doesn't like John.
No, she,
she doesn't like John.
Honestly, she loves John.
I'm kidding.
Loves John.
Like a second son.
Yeah. No, yeah. She's the one that says it's not Mason and Ireland without both Mason and Ireland.
So it's not Mason and Ireland a lot.
A fair amount of the time during the basketball season.
That is,
I mean, for a while it was Mason or Ireland.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. You
know, Johnny,
exactly.
I, what's the name of the comedy club in Pasadena that the Bus
the Ice
Brother owns?
Palace.
Yeah, Ice House.
The Bus Brothers own, right?
Ice House, sorry, yes.
Ice House.
Yeah, but those comedy, right, stand-up is really hard to do, and it's really funny, and those guys at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa are just killing it.
Yeah, and by the way, if you need comics, John, I have so many comic friends, it would be great for your show.
Okay, great.
John, my guy Dave Williamson, who is, you know, a national comic as well, he puts on a really cool show not too far from you in El Segundo, where they do it in, like, this kind of, like, industrial area. And they do, like, hardcore barbecue. Like, he makes actual barbecue.
Excellent. Like, where do I sign up?
Brisket and all this stuff.
How long is he smoking his meat?
It's the first first Tuesday of every month or something like that. We should all go.
Okay.
It would be a blast.
Well, George, as you may have heard, I might have some more time on my hands relatively soon.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean.
That's true. But
although Michael maintains that all we need...
Yeah.
Just one win.
Don't
just
right. one game.
Yeah, just one. Got to take them one at a time.
Well, he looks, and I looked at him kind of side eye, and he goes, "Ireland, it's not that streak's not going to last forever. 0-151 that no team has ever come back from 0-3. I said, "You're right, but we may not be alive when it ends. You never know." Yeah. But my
it's
Michael,
not the Lakers' problem. It's the Nuggets.
Yeah, Michael
now,
is hanging on to hope.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, maybe they'd have a chance if D'Angelo wasn't busy eating, you know, the little
eating
gummy
gummies at the end of the bench.
Yeah, hungry,
the
you're hungry.
Yeah.
You know, come on. Yeah.
Well, there's other issues, too, besides D'Angelo not being part of the bench. You know, there's, like, massive amount of turnovers, total lack of defense. You know, little things.
Kathy,
nothing on the offensive
John
boards. Yeah,
the
all this stuff.
Mace, were you there the whole game?
No.
Of
I was left at halftime,
have
as promised.
Met him? Come on, man.
I, you know, it's funny. There was a guy last night. His name was Dean. I think you've met him, Cappy. Really big.
Dino.
Big P1 for the station. And he said, "I wanted to get your picture now because I know you're leaving at halftime." And it's like, it's well advertised. Well advertised. Are you happy you stayed there,
job.
Cappy?
I mean, I was happy that I stayed. I mean, but we got to the fourth quarter and I looked around at everybody and I went, "Everybody feeling good? You guys excited?" Because everybody... The first half, everybody's like, "Just please get me to the fourth quarter," because that everybody knew that's when it was going to really start. But the problem was you were already down big going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you did a good job in our group text of kind of giving us the feeling inside the building.
Oh, yeah. Place was tense.
Yeah.
It was tense in there last night. Seriously, people were like, "This is our shot. This is it. Lose this game. Series over. Going to get swept."
Yeah.
And, again, I think everybody thought that by the time you got to the fourth quarter – you'd be in a position to try and close. No one assumed that you'd have to be in a position to try and crawl your way back into the game.
Right.
If you can't close these guys when you're up 20, how are you going to come back when you're down 12?
Yeah.
Breaking news. You ready?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He came to the plate in the first inning. Remember last year, Shohei Ohtani was going to sign with Toronto.
Yep.
And if you ask J.P. Hornstra,
he already did sign with Toronto. Yes.
So when he came up to bat in the first inning tonight, they're playing in Toronto, he got very loudly booed, and he just hit a moonshot home run to right.
Excellent.
1-0 Dodgers.
Was it off Yusei Kikuchi?
Let me see.
Is he pitching tonight? That's his buddy.
No,
like,
it's somebody,
those
named,
guys are
it's
like
somebody
friends.
Named Bassett.
Oh, Chris Bassett is pitching, his former Met.
Yeah, because Kikuchi is one of their best players, one of their best pitchers, and he is legit friends with Ohtani. That's why I asked.
Okay, so for
he served him up a
this is
a
Shohei's
I don't think so.
This is Shohei's 7th home run of the season, which ties him for the most home runs by a Dodger from guys born in Japan. Okay?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Who's the
know the answer to this.
Oh
we
yeah, no,
it's
Hideki Matsui, right?
No.
It's
he never played for the Dodgers.
Dodgers. It's Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is Dave
Roberts. That's right.
Dave Roberts has 7 and Hideo Nomo for some reason had 4 home runs.
Right.
I would have bet against that.
I could not have guessed that. Yeah.
Hey, here's a little nugget I'll throw out there on the way out the door. Oh. Roger Goodell, considering adding an 18th game, or they're talking about it.
Of course they are.
His idea would be
that
the Super Bowl would land on President's Weekend, which would mean Monday is off for everybody.
I don't hate that idea.
No, I think it's a pretty good idea. So we always talk about, idea. Hey, have the Super Bowl on a Saturday. Have it on a Sunday when everybody's got Monday off.
Hey, Sedona, did you see the story that the league is going to Amazon?
I did. So ESPN is keeping what they call the A package nationally, according to reports. So that's good news. Because NBC was trying to do like they do with the NHL, which is get like the finals at every other year. And ESPN gave him the stiff arm. So it looks like Turner will get will continue to, because they have the right to match this whatever NBC tries to do to get the B package. And then I still think NBC will carve out a little small something. And then I think and Amazon will have, if I had to guess, Amazon will get Thursdays.
And what will be interesting is I think within 5 years, most sports will be on streaming services.
Well, including ESPN's. Remember, ESPN is doing one with Fox and Warner Brothers.
Exactly, exactly, this summer. Hey, guys, love to hang out all day, but I got to take more calls. I'm going to, while you guys do I'm going to stay here and take more calls.
Yeah, so if you guys want to call Mason and I, and you have our number, call us.
Call us. Yeah. We're talking.
Johnny I, are you going to come here to Hennessy's?
You should stop by, Ireland, on your way home.
If it were any other night.
Oh, there you have it.
Any other night.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I mean, I have on, Johnny. I have a big boys' night with Jack Ireland. You know what? You know what that entails?
Yeah, I hear you. Islands. But here's what we'll do. This is how we get Ireland to come to one of our remotes.
Yeah,
we either go back to Islands or like Tin Roof Bistro where he can walk.
Okay, right? Exactly.
We'll make that happen.
That's we'll be getting ready for game number 5 on Monday, right?
Exactly. I'll be live in Denver. And why are you laughing?
Oh, real quick. John, quick, before you go, because you did that news you guys mentioned about the Super Bowl. John, the NBA, if they do that, the NBA will have to move the All-Star game. Because it's usually President's Day weekend.
I've heard talk, George, that they may cancel the All-Star game. They're so bad about it. They may do an All-Star weekend still, but the actual game may be out of there. We'll see. It's going to be discussed in league circles. But the NBA All-Star game is a disaster right now. So the All-Star weekend has some fun stuff.
Mace, John and I will be involved in those conversations.
Yeah, I will not.
Mace, you and me will not be.
No one will consult
me. You and me will.
Yeah, we won't be
consulting. You and me will be over here.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll be over here doing our thing.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right. See ya. See you Monday.
Where are you guys going?
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
By the way, Cappy, it's also the Wabba Grill Sedano Cap 4 o'clock hour here on 710 ESPN, presented by Wabba Grill. Kids eat free at Wabba Grill. Boom, bring your kids in for a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase. Weekdays at 4 and all weekend. Weekdays after 4 and all weekend long.
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Restrictions apply.
Okay.
Yeah. Cappy, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the positivity of the Rams or the doldrums of the Lakers?
The Chargers pick is in, DeAndre said.
Oh.
Well, you want to listen to it?
Sure.
It's the Chargers?
Why not?
I don't.
The pick is in. They're not announcing it yet, though.
Keon Coleman went to the Bills, though, right? It was the first pick in the second
round.
He's a good wide receiver for Florida State. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll have DeAndre just jump in when they announce it.
All right. Give us a heads up, D.
Yeah. Let us know.
So where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start with this. I expect, George, to see the circle of trust down here in Hermosa today. Okay. Now, look, I get it. It's Friday.
It's hard to get here.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah.
All right, here they come.
Okay, hold on a second. Here's Big D.
All right, go ahead, Big D.
Make this pick. Rob Fornerska, people. Oh, my man, Ralph.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. This is rarefied air for a kicker. We don't usually show up in the second round. So for all the great kickers out there, thank
my boy,
it's
Ralph.
You, Cappy. Great
my
kickers.
Boy. It's my man. Ooh. Right, because this was the...
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Wow.
We got a wow.
How about that?
Big deal or no deal, Cappy?
Lad McConkey.
I mean, I think that based
the
on...
the possession receiver.
I mean, you lost two guys. You lost Keenan Allen and you lost Mike Williams. And your first rounder last year didn't exactly, you know, light the world on fire. So I think it's a pretty good pick. You know, Jim Harbaugh is so funny because people were asking him at the press conference, like, offensive line, you know, it's like maybe you're looking for an offensive weapon. And Harbaugh's like... you don't seem to understand. We look at offensive linemen as weapons, okay?
Yeah.
Big weapons. That's what we look at them as. All right, so New England traded down. The Chargers traded up. And I got to look and see what New England actually got other than moving down. They must have picked up something along the way from the Chargers.
Any relation to Phil McConkey? I don't believe so, actually.
Love Phil McConkey.
Yeah, former Giant receiver.
Phil McConkey, I want to say a Navy alum? Navy?
Yeah. No, his father, this Lad McConkey, his father was Benji McConkey. He was a star quarterback in high school at Dalton High.
Oh, Dalton High.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days well.
Yeah.
Dalton High.
Yeah.
His name's Lad. Like, that's his full name?
Lad.
It's
L-A-D-D.
A great name. It's a great name.
There's like the Cheryl other guy. Ladd? You're too young for that, probably. But.
Cheryl Ladd's great. Great call by you.
Yeah.
I like the guy that was drafted in the first round, the linebacker from Penn State named Chop.
Robinson went to the Dolphins.
Yeah. Chop. What's up, Chop?
Yeah. So anyway, Cappy.
Yeah, so you asked where I wanted to start.
Yeah, the circle of trust.
I want everybody to get down here, and here's why.
Yeah.
It is a freaking spectacular Friday afternoon.
It is a beautiful day here.
Nobody here works because everybody's out here drinking beer and having a great time.
God, I love your blenders. That color is really nice.
Thank you so much. And the ladies here today, I'm going to say this to the fellas. Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
A lot of very attractive-looking ladies out here today.
And attractive-looking men as well.
And there's some very good-looking fellas as well.
Yeah.
There's shirtless people running on the beach.
Tons of
not shirtless ladies, but shirtless men.
And there's this girl who's
been
playing volleyball down here in a, you know, like little teeny tiny bikini.
When you and I were having breakfast at 2 o'clock
and
at the good stuff.
And I was just sitting there watching her the whole time. So that's me. What can I tell you?
I'm Lakers or Rams? Where do you want to start?
Lakers. I want to start with Lakers.
All right. Can I start real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
D'Angelo Russell is an embarrassment.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
An embarrassment. What he pulled yesterday is the most unprofessional BS I've ever seen someone pull in a playoff game. You have to go back. I mean, people killed Scottie Pippen the year Michael Jordan wasn't there?
Yeah, and he didn't want to go in the game.
He didn't want to go in the game because Phil Jackson drew up
took
a play
his shoes
for Tony
off.
Kukoc.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he would even admit he would have done that differently. To not even be engaged, at least Scottie was in the huddle and said, oh, hell no, you're not going to me? Screw that. Like, at least that showed, like, commitment. Like, he was upset. He was pissed. This dude just sitting there, just hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, D'Angelo Russell, let me tell you something. We talked about this yesterday. What happens if the Lakers lose? What happens if the Lakers get swept? Changes that are gonna happen? D'Angelo Russell's the first piece that's out.
Darvin already said.
He should bench him in this game.
Darvin already said they're playing their starters. I would have absolutely benched him. Yeah. He wouldn't even dress for me.
Right, listen, let me tell you something. He fooled us, George.
No, he didn't fool me.
Okay, well.
I told you all season. I said, this is all cute in the regular season. Let's see what happens in the playoffs.
Well, I'll say this. He fooled me. Here's why. Because at the trade deadline, I was like, you got to get rid of him. He's a locker room cancer. You know, all this stuff that he's saying about who he is, what kind of player he is on podcasts. He doesn't understand what his role is on this team. Get rid of him. And you know what? They didn't trade him at the trade deadline. He had some really big offensive performances. He had the best three-point shooting year of his career, best that the Lakers have ever had, frankly. And then we get to the postseason, and this is supposed to be redemption time for D'Angelo Russell. And you know, it's when you have a bad game, okay, fine, you have a bad game. But you can't have a bad game where you're 0-for from the field and you're sitting off to the side. I don't even know what he was doing. It looked like he was playing on his phone, man.
Completely disengaged.
But you know what? I will tell you one thing about the game. Earlier in the game, there was a timeout, and I could see LeBron yelling at him, dude. I mean, LeBron was giving it to D'Angelo Russell. And D'Angelo Russell just kind of folded, just soft, just folded, you know? Didn't say, like, hey, the boss is talking to me. Get fired up. Do what he says. You know, play better. Whatever. He just folded up soft.
Yeah, it was brutal. Like, it was, again, you know what? He is exactly who I thought he was. I've been saying all year, I don't trust him. He's immature. And here, the culmination of all of it over these last couple games. And when I tweeted it in the Circle of Trust on Twitter, some guy was like, oh, what about, you know, he did have a great game too. I said, no, he had a great half. Mm-hmm. He had a great half of basketball mm-hmm. in three games. And you know what you need? You need, in this time of year, you need to be locked in. You need to be focused. You need to be in the huddle with your team, okay? And look, Jay Williams, I saw him this morning on ESPN on Get Up.
Yep.
Obliterated
him.
You thought I was harsh on D'Angelo just now. You should have heard Jay Williams. Like, he said, as a former player, it was as embarrassing a moment as I've ever seen anyone have.
But you want to know something? I mean, listen, D'Angelo Russell's going to take it the hardest because he was terrible in the game. He couldn't make a shot to save his life. Defensively,
he's always a liability there.
Right, but the Lakers were terrible defensively. I mean, Aaron Gordon ate those guys for lunch last night, and honestly, we talk about D'Angelo embarrassing. What Aaron Gordon was able to do to constantly get to the basket, play after play, same freaking play every time, and nobody could stop him. I mean, nobody makes an adjustment?
Well,
nobody.
They can't stop him because they're afraid of Jokic and Murray and all these other guys and Porter. And so, remember I told you, Ty Lue has told me this, okay? I said this numerous times when they played Denver. Ty Lue has always said, if Aaron Gordon goes off on offense, you have no chance against them.
But here's the thing. I said this to you two games ago. I said, look, you got to have LeBron's going to get 28 or so. AD's going to get 30 or so. You got to have D'Angelo step up and score 20-plus, but you also 5-for-5. I mean, starting 5 versus starting 5. Rui's got to have points, and Austin Reeves has to have points. Just look at last night. It's the exact same story. Aaron Gordon, 29. Michael Porter Jr., 20. Jokic, all he had to put in was 24. And Murray, 22. And it's always the same with those guys because KCP doesn't really need to score, and he's always in that 5 to 10 range. When you look at the Lakers last night, AD scored 33. Yeah. LeBron scored 26.
And the rest of the starters, 27 combined.
Yeah, and Austin Reeves had 22.
Right.
It just, honestly, their five in Denver versus the Lakers five, it's really a very simple story to tell.
Huge mismatch.
It is not a fair fight.
And let's get into that. So LeBron had some comments because Dan Wojcicki of the LA Times asked LeBron and AD if he thought his team was pressing, right?
Pressing.
So we'll get into that on the other side. Plus, Caleb Williams went number one overall, as we expected. He had some comments in his presser that people are already all up in arms about, which I think is personally silly, but I'd love to get your thoughts on it. We'll hit all that up in just a second. We're here at Hennessy's here in Hermosa Beach, right by the pier. Rams draft extravaganza is going on here on the Hermosa Beach pier. Come by and hang out. We're here till 7 o'clock. But first, Cappy, tell them about our friend, the Water Boy.
Well, first of all, when you say our friend, the Water Boy, I want you to know something. That last night, I hung out in the 710 suite with the Water Boy. And dare I say...
Oh, you're the Water Boy?
Of course, you knew I was doing that all night. I was
like, oh, hello, you are the Water Boy. Hello, and this must be the... This must be the Water Girl.
Yeah, because he had his girl with him. Yeah. You know what I mean? The Water Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen, I was hanging out with the Water Boy last night.
Yeah.
And here's what I want you to do. I want you to put the Water Boy's phone number in your phone.
Yeah.
818, George, I appreciate you doing that
right
now.
Yeah, yeah.
818-518-5055. 818-518-5055 for the Water Boy leak detection. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. You may not need the Water Boy today, but you're going to need him at some point because you're going to get that letter one day from the Department of Water and Power that says high usage, and you're going to be like, "What high usage? What do you mean? What did I do?" And you're like, are my sprinklers on? Am I taking too long of showers? Am I washing my car? Like, what's the reason? The deal is you probably, in fact, you're going to find that you have a leak somewhere. You have a leak somewhere in your house. See, the water boy specializes in pressurized leak detection. It's all they do. Day in, day out, they go to people's homes, they find leaks. They use state-of-the-art equipment that allows them to both visually and acoustically inspect your pipes. That's what I should do. I should come inspect your pipes.
Sure, feel
free.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've got so much experience when it comes to water damage restoration, to general construction and plumbing, that when they put those together, it allows them to master the art of leak detection. So look, homeowners, property managers, realtors, you need the Water Boy. The Water Boy leak detection, call them today. 818-518-5055. 818-518-5055. Call my man, Omer. He's my man, but he's the Water Boy. Call Omer at the Water Boy today. I just died in your arms to... Oh, damn. Oh, hell nah. What is up? Oh, jeez. George, take things over. I got to say hello to a friend.
Sure, no problem.
Wow, that happens?
That happened.
That happens.
It happened right now. So DeMarco Farr is here with us, and we are here at Hennessy's in Hermosa Beach.
So, how do you call this work?
Yeah, it's nice. Look, it beats a real job.
We're on the beach. This is awesome. Yeah. Rams fans everywhere. I'm excited.
It's fantastic. And Jared Verse is now a member of the LA Rams, which I want to get to in a second. But we were about to talk about Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So Caleb gets drafted. He has his presser yesterday.
Heard some stuff.
And he said some stuff that, you know, I just feel like football people sometimes get a little, like, silly about some of this stuff. But
football people.
Particularly executives.
Okay, yeah.
And media people. So, but maybe you qualify, but I feel like you're fairly reasonable. So he made some comment about, like, I don't remember what the question was specific to what, but he was asked about, like, what do you expect your career to be or something like that.
And
he said something to the effect of, oh, like, I want to be the greatest. I want to be one of the greatest to ever do it. I want to sit at that table. I want immortality.
Yeah.
But that comes with winning championships.
Yes.
So he says that, and everyone is all up in arms because how dare he say that?
Who
he hasn't even played.
Who's up in arms?
A lot of people are.
Really?
Up in
they're
arms.
Up in arms? Yeah. I mean, look, if you get asked, like, what sort of player you want to be, I want to be the greatest player that ever lived.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. Every player that takes the field has that mentality.
Right.
So what's wrong with voicing that?
Yeah.
That would make me mad if you said the opposite.
Right.
I want to be just a guy.
That's what I want. I want my guys to be that confident of themselves.
I can beat anyone.
In what they can do. So Caleb Williams, I don't know if you heard what
I
said.
Yes, I did. You have to excuse me for one second. My friend Amber Pfister,
right,
who just came over. Amber works for the local NBC affiliate here in L.A.
Yeah.
And she just had a baby.
Right.
And she had her other daughter, but I haven't seen her in a couple of years. So I had to give her some big hugs because I've been following her and her husband and her baby, and her husband's a stud.
Yeah.
And I want his chest workout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The guy is just ripped.
How about you just start with mine and DeMarco's?
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, anyway, back to Caleb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
They're looking for reasons to hate the kid.
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know.
He paints his fingernails.
I know. Cries to his...
But I don't feel like that is, like, like a statement that should create the fervor that it has.
Yeah, I'm kind of with DeMarco. Like, I didn't really get all of the, like, anger-ish stuff that's out there about him. But listen, here's what I will say this. If you thought that Caleb Williams was a diva because he cried to his mommy after a loss, or he painted his fingernails, or he showed up somewhere wearing a skirt, if you thought he was some diva, here's what I saw yesterday that certainly would change my mind. When they called his name, he wasn't like, oh, man, the Bears. Dude, I said all along I don't want to play for the Bears.
He was fired up.
He was freaking ready to go, man. He was and you know what?
They probably hasn't been there yet. I'm just kidding.
but I said to him, I go, you know, poor guy in 4 years is going to be the backup quarterback of the Steelers.
You might be right. Right? Yes, sir.
That's the last two first-round picks of the Bears. But they asked him afterwards, they said, you know, hey, how'd you get to this place in your life? He's a young guy, you know what I mean? It's a kind of a deep question. How'd you get to this place in his life? My mother, my father, my teammates.
That's how he answered.
That's how he answered.
That's beautiful.
Mom, dad, and teammates. That's how I'm standing right here. So, you know, anybody that's looking to pick that kid apart, I will tell you this right now. I'm rooting for that guy. I hope that he can go into Chicago and take a seven-team win, a seven-win team.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
And make the playoffs.
Yes.
Okay, I love him, but that you know that ain't going to happen.
Well, but they were they did.
I wish it wasn't Chicago. I wish it was someplace else.
I know.
They're pretty stacked, though.
I know. It's just hard to win. It's hard to be a quarterback in Chicago.
I know, but you know what? They set him up. Listen, when you're a first overall pick, aren't you usually going to a team that's 2-15?
Yeah,
bad. 3-14? Jared Goff, horrible. You got to be the savior.
Yeah. They were 7-10. They got Keenan Allen.
Right.
They kept their coaching staff for the most part together.
They drafted Odunze. They got DeAndre Swift, who's a good running back.
Yeah.
You know, and they already traded for the kid from Carolina last year.
Look,
the receiver.
DJ Moore. Okay.
I think this is modern NFL quarterbacking now. This is the way the league is headed. Guys that hold the football, create an off schedule. So whatever knock you want to throw at the kid, as far as where football is headed, he's the best player in this draft. I was hoping Chicago would mess this up. I really did. I hoped like Chicago listened to the wind and said, this guy isn't worth a first-round pick, so I can see them fail again. Really. I'm serious. He is that good. I hope he pans out in Chicago. But, yeah, I mean, look, anything he says is going to be scrutinized.
Yeah.
If Ladd McConkey said exactly what he said.
Oh, he's so good.
People would love him.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're looking for anything to knock down Caleb Williams.
Right. So Jared Verse gets taken by the Rams in the first round yesterday. I told you this earlier. I've done a couple of his games. What, first of all, an incredible story, right? Going from Albany, putting all that weight on that weight during COVID, balls out the year after that, then goes in the transfer portal, Florida State takes him. Could have been a first-round pick last year.
Right.
Comes back and says, no, my game's not refined enough. Comes back, tries to win a national championship. We all know that didn't work out for one reason or another because of the committee. But
they got smashed by, like, Georgia.
Well, they also – none of them played in that game, so there was that.
Yeah.
But
annihilated.
But he was
so bad.
He was incredible for them as a player and in huge personality. Like, this guy is always talking, always helping his teammates, always talking during the games, like, in a good way.
See, okay, I had a conversation this morning. They said, okay, we got a bully.
Yeah.
That's like, what is bully? What is bully? So they explained to me what you said.
Yeah.
He's very verbose, likes to talk a lot. I'm like, that's not bully. That's football.
Yeah.
Yeah, bully means you're picking on people.
Right.
This guy is like Micah Parsons.
Right.
He loves to play this game.
Yeah.
And it's funny, like, staying in Florida State for one more year, that's like being held back in the second grade. I'm having too much fun kicking butt.
Yeah.
I don't want to go pro just yet where they're all great.
Right.
I want to murder these guys first. And that's what it looked like.
Right.
Here's the interesting thing about this kid, Jared Verse. So my son, who kind of fancies himself as a scout, he thinks he's a scout, you know? Because most kickers, we do think we're scouts.
Yeah.
Because we sit on the bench during practice and we watch guys and we're like, he sucks. This guy's terrible.
I value your judgment. Yeah. You know football.
So my son played at Albany for a season. He transferred. Like, that was where he was going to go. And he redshirted when he got there. And he would call me. He was like, Dad, there's this player here. There's this guy. He's like a first-round draft choice. I'm like, come on.
Talking about Verse?
Yeah. I'm like, at Albany? I'm like, you're kidding me. Get out of here with you. Kid's a first round pick. No, Dad, I'm serious. You got to see this guy. He's a grown man. I'm like, okay, whatever you say.
You know when you know.
Yeah, and then when he transferred to Florida State, my son's like, that's the guy I kept telling you about at Albany. You know? And I'm like, all right, I gotcha. And then, of course, now, I mean, he's a Ram. And, you know, they were picking him up at the airport here this afternoon.
They might bring him by.
The Rams, they were going to get him at the airport. They were picking him up. And then they're bringing him down here to Hermosa Beach. The assumption would be, of course, that he would stop by the radio show so he can make an introduction to L.A. Because, as you well know, George, everybody's listening.
Right?
Of course.
And then, if you're going to make an introduction to L.A., this is where you got to do it because everyone's listening.
Right. Why don't you get in front of him when he shows up and say, hey, come over here and say hello to L.A.?
Well, I think our friend Caitlin is going to attempt to bring him.
No, Cap should do it. Get in front of him.
You're right. That's a good idea.
In a tackle stance.
Yes.
And kind of push him this way and see if it works.
Yeah.
Just make sure the security knows what you're doing.
Right. Can I have your credential, DeMarco? Because if I have your credential, they might actually accept me.
No, your athletic. Just grab it.
Just pure athleticism.
Just grab it. Okay. Yes, sir.
And then they take him from here and they put him out on the stage on the beach and they make an introduction to all the Rams fans. I mean, imagine what is going on in this kid's mind when he gets on the stage out here and he's like, I just went from Albany to Tallahassee, Florida. Great places. Okay.
Yeah.
But now I'm on the beach in Hermosa. What is going on here? By the way, where's the Hollywood sign? Can I see the Hollywood sign?
Not yet, kid. That's later.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you get on the freeway. Hey, real quick, you got time to stick around?
Yeah.
All right. Because I do want to get more into the draft from yesterday. Also, there's the comments from LeBron yesterday postgame that I think were addressing kind of some of his teammates who, let's face it, have not lived up to the standard.
Tell me we're not toast.
Of course
tell me we got
toast.
A shot. I know we're down three.
Okay, we'll talk about it on the other side.
All right.
But here's what you got to get ready for when you're getting ready for the weekend. You probably have big plans, right? You're starting over to meet your buddies. You know, you're driving over there. And then, bam, another car hits you. You're angry. You're frustrated. Maybe achy a little bit even, you know? What should you do? You call Jacob right away. Call Jacob and Ronnie at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Put this number in your phone right now. You get into an accident, you call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. No one plans on being in an accident, but when it happens, you need to call Jacob right away at 844-24-JACOB. Jacob and his team are available 24/7, so no matter what time of day or night, you call Jacob from the scene at 844-24-JACOB. Jacob and his team will walk you through the process. They get, take photos of not just your car, but the other car as well, getting witnesses' phone numbers, and all sorts of other tips so you can strengthen your case. So before heading out this weekend, put Jacob's number in your phone, man. 844-24-JACOB. Guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, he'll win for you. Call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or visit him online at calljacob.com and tell him Sedano and the crew at 710 sent you.